The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live bettings, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code Ross. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code Ross, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
If you'd like to make your NFL games a little more interesting, you've come to the right place. It's the Even Money Podcast with Ross Tucker and Steve Fezzik.
Yeah, Vegas, baby, Vegas. It is the Even Money Podcast. It's presented, of course, by DraftKings Sportsbook. I'm the jock, the former player, Ross Tucker. 7 years in the NFL, Washington, Dallas, Buffalo, New England, and Cleveland. Now I got a whole boatload of podcasts that I love. Ross Tucker Football Podcast is daily. Jimmy Stewart, the former NFL defensive back and mental health clinician, was amazing today talking with Antonio Brown. Highly encourage you take a listen to that interview. That was something else, and what he was able to tell me and inform me on those issues. Of course, we'll have Mike Tannenbaum, former Jets and Dolphins general manager, on tomorrow's Ross Tucker Football Podcast. Always check out the College Draft, Fantasy Feast, and Andrew Brandt's Business of Sports Podcast. You can check me out on social media at Ross Tucker NFL. You can check us out on social media at Ross Tucker Pod and YouTube, youtube.com/RossTuckerNFL. But I got to tell you, this is my favorite show. This is my favorite show because I love Steve Fezzik at Fezzik Sports, the only two-time winner of the Super Bowl of professional football gambling, the Super Contest at the Westgate. Plus, it's so fun to watch these games and knowing that I gave you guys the bets. Although, man, very surprised by the Patriots and the Cardinals not being competitive. That killed me. We will get into that momentarily. We also were able to come up. I only had one two-unit bet, Steve, and it cashed. That was the Niners. I guess I'll just give the summary now. I should mention, by the way, this is a really cool time of year because there's less games to go over, to recap, and to project. We get to some of your email questions, and you guys have good email questions, so keep them coming. As a reminder, if you take advantage of any of the sponsors that you hear on this show or that you see on rostucker.com on the sponsors tab, your email question automatically goes to the top of the queue and you're the next question asked. So go ahead, take advantage of any sponsors and then send it to me, ross@rostucker.com. For the week, Steve, I was down one unit. You were up two units. So for the year, I'm up six units. You are up tenfold of that, Steve. You're up 60 units. By far, your best season since we've been doing this. Although you've had some great years, a lot of units up 30, 40. What do you attribute your success this year to, Steve?
I've analyzed this very carefully, and the teams that I'm betting on, Ross, they're winning more this year. It's just variance.
Oh, man. Steve, I was just about to put down, like, I thought you were going to say something wisdom. I was going to take a note on it to send it to our intern, Casey, to cut the clip for social media. Sometimes DraftKings even puts it on their social media. That's funny. I will say this, though, Steve. Need to get your opinion on this. I have mine, but I got an email and or a YouTube comment or tweet from a listener that was disappointed that you didn't make any bets last week against the spread for full games. To which I would say to that person, Steve is telling you what he is going to do because it's what he thinks will win him money. You know, this idea at times, Steve, that people want you to make a pick because they want to play the game, that's not what we're trying to do here. Like, that's what a lean would be. And Steve leaned Bills, Bucks, Niners, Rams, which, by the way, all hit. Every lean of Steve's hit, by the way. But, you know, you're not going to make picks just to make picks for people that might lose that you don't feel good about.
Yeah, and well, think about it. When we taped last week, the Bucks were 8. Could have laid 7. 7, fine. The Rams were my game of the year when it went to -3. You want me to give out -4? That's bullshit. No. You get the very best of the number. I knew money would come for Arizona. I waited, and then I gave it out when it went to 3. If you want picks, hey, there's plenty of pretty girls and good-looking guys giving out picks and doing a really nice, entertaining show week after week. They don't win, but it's a joy to watch because it's so entertaining. So follow them. You want to win? Come here, and I'll tell you how pros actually win, and they're disciplined, and they don't take stupid numbers in their bets like Rams -4 when they know they're going to get Rams -3.
I love it, Steve. I love when you get fired up. It's such a good point. Look, that's why you're my guy. I mean, the proof is in the pudding. There's other shows that I'm sure get some more listeners or YouTube watchers, and maybe the hosts are funnier. I don't know. I mean, I think we're decently entertaining, but more importantly, we've got a heck of a track record over time of winning, which I would think is the most important, but who knows? Specifically for the games last week, here's what we got. By the way, speaking of winning, Steve, did you see that my DraftKings boost for Deebo Samuel won again? So last week, we had the Monday night. I boosted Georgia. They won. And then Sunday, I boosted Deebo Samuel's. These are both through DraftKings Sportsbook. His over-rushing total, that hit easily. And Steve, for me to get Deebo from -120 to +100, that's significant.
Oh, absolutely. How significant? You're basically turning the tables. You're becoming the house with the odds that you're getting. And not only the house, but you're getting the side that you want on top of it. It's absolutely impossible to lose making bets like that. Well, why is DraftKings allowing those bets? Because they're limiting it to $25 per person. So it's a loss leader. You know what? When they sell loss leaders, I'm the dude. When they have like 19 cent baked beans, limit 8, I buy 8, Ross. No brainer.
I love it. I love it. All right. So last week, we'll start with the Bengals and the Raiders. I leaned Bengals. I don't even think you had a lean for the game. The Bengals won the game by a touchdown. They were laying 5.5. You know, the Raiders obviously were right there towards the end of the game. Then we've got Bills Patriots. You leaned Bills, which is not like you to go to lean against Belichick getting points. I leaned Patriots. I thought it would be a competitive game. I was there. It was not. 47-17. I had one unit on the Patriots getting 3.5. So I got the worst of the number. It didn't matter. They got annihilated. And I had the under, which the Bills beat by 4.5 points themselves. Terrible handicap by me. I thought it'd be like 20-17. I got the Patriots 17 part right. I did not get the Bills. Steve, you have to admit, I know the weather's not that much of a factor, but for the Bills to have a perfect game, 7 touchdowns, 2 kneel downs against Bill Belichick, I don't care who says otherwise, that's stunning.
And I think the weather was a huge factor. In fact, anyone who disagrees with me and thinks I'm just shouting at the rain and the snow, I want you to book a flight down to Miami and run a marathon or a 10K or a quarter mile, whatever you can muster, and time yourself in 78 degrees heat and humidity. And then I want you to fly up to Buffalo and do it 1 week later. You know what? I'm pretty confident that is not going to be a favorable situation for you to have to deal with those two contrasting weather differentials of 75 degrees.
Eagles, Bucks. I leaned Eagles getting the 8.5. You leaned Bucks. Another game that was not really competitive. Final score ended up being 31-15. But clearly the Bucks were up 31-0. Niners, Cowboys. My only two-unit bet, I had the Niners getting 3. They won outright 23-17. They were the better team. You leaned that way, Steve. Maybe like you, I should only do two-unit bets because that means I really believe in it. And those are the ones that obviously have a better chance to hit. Cowboys made a game of it late. Niners were clearly the better team. Cowboys are a horrendously coached football team, Steve.
Yeah, we talked about it just last week about McCarthy. How many mistakes is he going to make in the final 2 minutes? You know, I am just amazed. You know, this guy, he stinks. And here's why he stinks. After the play call, which is horrendous, goes awry. He blames this, that, the other thing. Says it was an analytics play call. Should have had enough time to spike the ball. Mike McCarthy has never seen the 2013 Wisconsin-Arizona State game, where with 18 seconds left, Wisconsin took a knee so they could spike the ball and win the game. They never got the playoff, Ross. Things happen. Big, ugly dudes on the defense hold guys up. They fall all over the ball. It delays the spotting of the ball. This happens all the time. Anyone who's watched any football games knows there's not enough time. Everything has to go perfect. Think about it. The defense knew they could have just held up Prescott. Sea of humanity. Guys' bodies flying. By the time they unpile everyone, get the ball spotted, they're an underdog to get another playoff. McCarthy, no idea what he's doing, but that's okay. You just have to hire someone to tell him what to do with the play calling. Nope. Keep steaming ahead like he's always done. Going to buffets, getting massages. Bad coach.
Steelers, Chiefs. I lean Steelers getting the 12.5. You did the Chiefs first half minus 7. I think it was 7-0 Steelers at the end of the first quarter, Steve. I mean, it was not looking good for your first half bet. And then the Chiefs just turned it on. And it was like they pulled away 21-7 at halftime. Your only two-unit bet last week cashed.
And if you had Kansas City minus 7, you were in trouble. But you were okay for most of that first half, where you never said, boy, I'm dead. And the Chiefs got the ball, game tied, looked like it might be the final drive of the first half, and they scored with a few minutes left and then got another touchdown at the very end of the half. But the point is, pros lay 7 first half. They only 7.5. They lay 7, a close 7.5. That's the difference long-term between winning and losing, is getting the very best of the number. That first half could easily have flopped 14-7, landing on the number that we bet on.
Finally, the game I was at last night on the sideline, very disappointing. Cardinals, Rams. I had one unit on the Cardinals. They lose 34-11. They were getting 3.5 points. Honestly, it wasn't even that competitive. Very disappointing. For the week, I was down one unit. You're up 2. I'm up 6 units for the year. You are up 60. We did not have any best bets last week, so we remain 35-17-1 at 66% year to date. Speaking of year to date, make sure your battery is up to date at America's number one battery destination, AutoZone. Why are they number one? Well, they got proven tough Duralast batteries, which is awesome. The thing I like for this time of year, they got free battery testing and charging. You know, sometimes you might think your battery is the issue. It's really your starter, your alternator. Last winter, my car was dead when I got to the Philly airport. Don't let that happen to you. AutoZone has free battery charging, so if you simply need a charge, they can help you with that too. Look, the proof is in the pudding. Next time you're in need of battery help or to get your battery ready for harsh winter weather, start at AutoZone, America's number one battery destination. Get in the zone.
AutoZone, don't get stranded in Wendover, Nevada.
I've had multiple people on YouTube or email say they laugh every time you name a city for where to not get stranded. They love that. All right, Steve, let's get to the divisional round. The Bengals are getting 3.5 points from the Tennessee Titans. Total is 47.
So power rating wise, I make this game 2.5. So I should be betting the Bengals big. Not going to do it, Ross. I think the situation spot is terrible. The Bengals looked bad against the Raiders. They really struggled in that game. Carr was right there with a chance to bring that game into overtime. The Bengals got injured across the defensive line, and now Derrick Henry is going to come back and run all over them, arrested Titan team that really has been coasting along for the last 6 weeks. The situational spot is so good for Tennessee. Even though the power ratings say Bengals, I would lean Titans.
I'm going to lean Titans as well. I would never – is it fair to say, Steve, like in my mind, I would never lay 3.5. Like I would never lay 3.5. I hate that number. I'm going to lean Tennessee. I think they'll cover, but just the 3.5 bothers me.
This is really important. You're correct. You should never, ever lay 3.5 and early in the week. And the reason being is that asymmetric risk. Who cares if it goes up to 4.5? Then lay 4.5. It's almost the same thing. But if it goes to 3, you feel like a complete and utter fool to have laid 3.5. It's such a huge difference. So you wait. You wait. And you know what? If a 3 never materializes, if the line goes up later in the week, fine. Lay 4 at that point or whatever. Or lay 3.5 right before they kick off. But never lay 3.5. And also, never buy 3.5 to 3. That used to be a good deal. And in Vegas, there are places they used to let you buy for 10 cents. Most books now charge 25 cents to buy onto the 3. Can't make money doing that. It's only worth about 19 cents. So don't buy onto the 3 either.
Next up, we've got the Niners at the Packers. That line is now, it had gotten up to 6. Now it's the Packers laying 5.5 against the Niners. Saturday night game, totals 47.5.
All right. I have to have one play at least on the podcast. So I'm going to go one unit, Packers. It's not about power ratings where I make this game a little less than 5.5. Certainly not about matchups, because the Niners run and the Packers are weak against the run, but it's all about situational spots. I got a 49er team, needs the game to get into the playoffs in Los Angeles. They win. Then they go on the road to Jerry's World in Dallas. They win. Third straight road game, sixth road game in 8 weeks. The Niners have been playing for their playoff lives week after week. They get a rested Packer team. This game's going to be 5 degrees. So major advantage, Green Bay. I get it. Green Bay had that advantage against Tampa last year, and they blew it. But with the Packers getting healthier and with San Fran getting banged up with injuries, including Bosa, I have to favor Green Bay one unit.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go in on that with you. I mean, I was certainly going to lean Green Bay. I love the Niners matchup against the Packers typically, but it does feel like they're going to run out of steam in this one and that the Packers are going to end up carrying the day. So I'm going to go with you, especially the DBs being hurt for the Niners. I don't like laying 5.5, but I'll do it with you. Green Bay minus 5.5, one unit for a best bet.
The best bet.
Man, the Niners have had a good thing against the Packers, but I just, that would be a really impressive win. Short week for them too, by the way. Just really impressive. Okay, the game I'll be calling on Sunday, Steve. I will be in the booth with Dave Pasch. Looks like Mike Golick will be on the sideline, which is cool. The Rams are getting 3 points against the Bucks. Total is 48.5.
Very tough game. You know, the Rams are playing very well. I still don't trust Matthew Stafford. And very workmanlike. Rams got the lead. Didn't have to really do anything. Running game looked good. A lot of travel for the Rams all the way across the country in Tampa Bay. You know, that old line, if Wirfs is not healthy, that could be a big issue against that Rams defense. You know, I'll lean Rams actually in this game at 3, but it's just a lean.
I think I'm going to lean Rams as well. I think you're right. I don't know that you can bet this game right now without knowing Tristan Wirfs' status. Jensen's going to play. He came back into the game and finished the game. So Jensen is going to play. But Wirfs a little bit different. I thought it was galactically stupid that he tried to go back into the game against the Eagles when they had that big lead, and that would be a big loss. Now, the Rams are on short rest, too. They got one less day than the Bucks because they played Monday night. But I'll lean to the Rams getting those 3 points as well. That's one for me that if it goes to 2.5, I might lean a little bit more to the Bucks. If it goes to 3.5, then I'm pretty sure I would fire on the Rams. I think it's that kind of a game. Let's get to the Bills and the Chiefs. This number at DraftKings Sportsbook at 2:22 p.m. Eastern is now down to 2, Steve. It's now down to 2, which means if you did the open-ended teaser at some books last week for the Bucks from -8.5 down to -2.5, you could pair it with the Bills up to +8. -2 for the Chiefs. Totals 54.5, Steve. What do you got here?
What I got is a really bad bet. I bet it open. It opened 2.5. I laid 2.5 with Kansas City. I was confident this line was going to go up to 3, and then I could figure out, play for a middle, figure out what to do with it. Ross, nope. There's a whole lot of support out there for the Buffalo Bills. A tremendous statistical team. I got nothing on this game, but I will say this. I love the idea of closing teasers with the Bills or putting in some new open-ended teasers because this line, I think, is going to drop even further. I'm going to make a bold prediction. The Bills Mafia, the betting mafia, comes out in force. This game closes pick 'em.
Wow. That is a bold prediction. That would be incredible if that happened. Question for you. At what point, I feel like anything less than 3 points, shouldn't you look to the money line? Like, rather than taking the 2 points with the Bills, shouldn't you just take them on the money line if you like the Bills?
No, because in the past, you would get a really juicy money line like 10 years ago, even like +128. But what's happened is that the word has gotten out on that being a good play. There's been some books written, don't take +2, play +125. Well, now you don't get +125 anymore. Now you get +$1.15 when I'm looking at the screen. And with more and more missed extra points and 2-point conversions and the like, and teams going for it for 2 when they're down 8 after they score a touchdown down 14, teams win by 1 and 2 more often now, Ross. So because of that, getting +2 is worth a lot more than it was 15 years ago.
Yeah, so I think this is a toss-up game. So I guess I would lean to taking the 2 points. Yeah, I think this, honestly, this to me is a pick'em type of game with the way they're playing right now. Speaking of the way people are playing, the way they're overcoming the odds, rewriting the playbook, delivering under pressure, the MVPs of small business lead their teams to victory all year long. Visa is proud to provide playmakers everywhere with more tools to help grow their business, help them achieve even greater success. Because the more people we can empower, the more we all win. Visa, a network working for everyone. Speaking of working for everyone, Steve, let's get to an email question. And this comes from Gilly the Fifth. Thank you for taking the time to read this email. question regarding NFL totals and sides keys number. Key numbers. Since making the extra point and field goals tougher by moving them back, I was wondering if you had updated information on the percentages of times it lands on a specific number. Information I'm seeing on the internet seems to be old and outdated. Most current info is from a site called blah, blah, blah. So he has a list of, you know, how often it lands on these different numbers, the game. But it seems like that has changed. He even got into some of the key numbers for totals. That's a good question, Steve. How much have key numbers changed because of extra points, going for it on fourth down rather than kicking field goals and two-point conversions?
Yeah, so slight devaluation of the most common numbers. We're talking about sides, of course, NFL 3, 7, 10, 14. Totals, NFL 37, 41, 51. All those numbers become less likely. Bottom line is, it's the only NFL total that I would buy on or off is the 37, because 20 to 17 is such a common final score. I believe, I'm not 100% sure, I believe it's SBR, I think, which stands for Sportsbook Review, has a calculator that you can put in both betting options and it will tell you which one is the superior one. So I would direct you to them. I assume that all their numbers are up to date.
Love it. Make sure you check out this man on social media at Fezzik Sports. That's how you can find out other places you can see Steve. Again, that's at Fezzik Sports, only at Fezzik Sports. I'm at Ross Tucker NFL. We are at Ross Tucker Pod on social media. You should definitely check out at Ross Tucker Pod because we post the best highlight clips from the other shows there, as well as youtube.com/RossTuckerNFL. Other than that, good luck, everybody. Hope you guys win some money.
Thanks for listening to the Even Money Podcast. Make sure to also subscribe to the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, The Fantasy Feast, Business of Sports, and The College Draft. All available at Apple Podcasts, RossTucker.com, or wherever podcasts can be found.
A lot of times on the show, I mention DraftKings. Here's what you need to know. You got to be 21 or older, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania only, new customers only, restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT. By the way, if what I was talking about included a deposit bonus, doesn't always, sometimes it does. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough, and deposit bonuses are paid out in site credit.